We're learning Maseches Be'ah Daf Chavav Amud Beis, and we are starting three lines from the top, beginning of a line. Doros Rav Bar Rav Huna. We just learned that the Mishnah, the Braisa said, V'shavim, everyone agrees that if it's born, if a Char is born on Yontav with a Mum, it's called Mukhan. You're allowed to, it seems like maybe you're allowed to check it, or if you check it, you're allowed to eat it. Let's see. Doros Rav Bar Rav Huna. Noilad Hu Amuma Imai, if it's born with its Mum, Mevakrin Oisoi V'yontav. You're allowed to go to a chacham, to a mumcha, and get it checked out on Yontif. Amalei Rav Nachman, Abba Tani, my father learned, and it was when he said over his halacha, he said over a braisa, Ovar ubikra mavoka. Only if it's over and he gets it checked by the mumcha, then it's mavoka. But Amr is a vakrin, and you say, allowed to do lechatchila? You're saying, Daros Rava, that you can do lechatchila. My father had it brought down that it's only b'di'eved. Even if it's noila with the mum, it's only b'di'eved, but not l'chadchila. Abaya, kavose de Rabbi Avunah Mestavra. He said, I'm going to show you, Abaya says, from that braisa that we just said over, that Rabbi Avunah is right, that it's mutter l'chadchila. Why? There are three levels in the Mishnah. Level number one is noilad by mum me'erev yomtiv. If it develops a mum before yomtiv, it says eim evakrim ois of yomtiv. The lashon im evakrim is mashma lechatchila hu deloy hadi evet shabedami. But if you got a chacham to certify it, then you let a shecht it. The next level of the mishnah was noel by mum b'yontif. It develops mum b'yontif. Shivnei means a mucham, which means that filled the evet nami loy. Even if the chacham checks it out, still no, it doesn't work. It's too much of a tikkun, and does not work. It's not min a mucham, and it doesn't work. Then v'hadatani v'shavim shem noelad. If the bechar is noelad. If it's noel where it's mum, shezemen amuchan. So what does that mean? It has to mean the pilach chilanami. Why? Because if it meant only b'di'eved, why didn't you put it together with the first case? First case says that if it's noel b'erev yontav, eim evakrin oisa, which was only chilah. Should have said either noel b'erev yontav or noel v'umumim, eim evakrin. This is separate three cases. It sounds like that this is better than that first case, and l'chilah is also mutter. That's the raya from that lashon. That's even lechatchila. That's what the mashmoy is. That even is lechatchila. That's his raya. That's wants to be a raya from this bava, like that halacha. And also, yeah. So that's what he says. That's what Abaya brings a raya to Rav Bar Rav Huna. So Gemara says. So also Rav Ishaya also vayisim tiv yodei, but I have a kasha on you. The way Rashi learns right now is a kasha on Abaya. He says. That's not so possible. But also, Rav Ishaya came with a brisa, which is like this: Bein shenoel by mum erev yontif, bein shenoel by mum yontif. The halach is chama imrim ein zeven amucham, which is Rav Shimon Shita. That he says, say if it's born before the mum is developed before yontif, say it's developed on yontif, ein amucham, which means what? Ein amucham means it's legamri aser, and even with the evidence aser. If that's the case. So then you can say the next level up is only b'di'evet's mutter. You say like this. You Abaya.
Wrong?
Right, we'll have to get to that price in a second. That price was good, dear. But he's saying, Abaya, your whole thing is based on because of three levels. But if I show you that the two cases are the same halacha, in zeman u'muchan, so then you don't have a raya anymore. The next level up would be that it's only mutter b'di'evet, not lechatchila. So that's what he says. So he says, Ala kasha hach, l'maisa, Abaya had a price that had three different levels. What do you do with that price? Somewhere says, no, he Adava Uchmi, who the Meshavish of Tani. There was this person, the name is Adava Uchmi. Rashi says he always forgot his braises, and his girses were always a shtickle of Meshubish, were a little bit, there were mistakes in it. So that's his braises, it's a mistake. It's a mistake, that's what he wants to tell him. So what we're saying right now, we have a machlaikis over here, if it's born on Yontif with the mum, is it mutter lechatchila or only with the Abbot? We had a rabbi who said it was mutter lechatchila, and Abai tried to support his shita. We have Rav Nachman, Seva Braisa from Abba Tani, that it's only with the Eved. And we had Rav Oishia's Braisa that supported that somewhat, that shita. So Gemara says now, I'll be machriya for you. I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he's an Ami Deka. Our Mishnisim is also Deka like the one who argues on Rabbi. It's not mutter lechatchila. The Tani, Rav Shimon Oimer, Kol Shein Mumay Nikom Erev Yantiv. Anytime the mum is not nikah before yontif, it's not minamuchan. You can't shecht it. My ein mum nikah. What does it mean that mum is not recognizable? Ilayim shein mum nikah. If it means it doesn't have a mum at all, then pshita shrichel meimar. It's poshit that That wouldn't be the case of our Mishnah. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah holds a muksa. If it didn't develop a mum before Yom Tov, then it's muksa. So if someone have to tie it back to you, kol she'eni mum v'nikar, that ain't my mukhan. That's Rabbi Yehuda is the Mara D'Shmaitza of that. So it can't be that the mum wasn't developed at all before Yom Tov. That's Prita. El lo yischazi l'chacham erev Yom Tov. Vada developed the mum, wasn't shown to the chacham erev Yom Tov. And it says, in mum kavua, so what does it say? And it says in that, Tanimir's Ein Zeh Amuchan. It says in our Mishnah, that's Ein Zeh Amuchan. It means even with the Eved, it's no good. So if the case was Noam Erev Yontov, which is more cool than the case, we're coming out from our Mishnah, Ein Zeh Amuchan, so it's Mestavra, that was Noilad, Hu Amuma An Yontov, it just goes the next level up, that's with the Eved's Muta, Shema Mina. So we're coming out that even fear of Shimon, there's no case where it's mutter to check l'chatchila, and there's only one case that it's mutter b'di'eved. When it's born with the mum, so then you could say that there, since it's not such a big tikkun, because it's born with the mum, so therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you always allowed to check a mum on Yom Tov, just to make sure that's developed before, the mum has to be before Yom Tov. As long as it's developed before Yom Tov, there's no muksa. No muksa, he holds it, roi mum on Yom Tov. He allowed to check mum on Yom Tov. So therefore, if you review the stamazai, it's mutter. So the Gemara Vayit. Gemara brings in a new shayla about muksa because it brings a raya from the Brisa here. That's why it comes in over here. Boimine Rav Hillel Merava. Rav Hillel asked the shayla from Rava. Yesh muksa, some of the girls, Rabba, that's the Bach's girls. Yesh muksa l'chati Shabbos or im muksa l'chati Shabbos. So Gemara explains, what does that mean, muksa l'chati Shabbos? The words are that if somebody comes muksa on Shabbos, is it now muksa the rest of Shabbos, even though it got better? So where's the hechidami? Id achzi ben hashmashes. For example, the cases that the Rashi gives is you put these grapes on the roof to dry. So what was the case? Was it royu before Shabbos? Id achzi ben hashmashes. If it was royu before Shabbos by ben hashmashes, so id achzi ben hashmashes achzi. So then it's royu. Then it's not muksa. If Ben Hashmashes was not Roya at that time, then Loyachzi, then it's Muksa, then it's Migudis Katsoy Ben Hashmashes, it's his classic all Yom, it's Allah, it's a Muksa. It's more like Tzricha, the case like this. The case was like this. You put up the Gregor Tzvukim to dry, and by beginning of Shabbos, it still was Roya to eat, it wasn't Muksa. Then it became, like Rashi says, it rained on the roof. They used to dry things on the roof, and it got wet. It wasn't edible anymore. And then it dried up again on Shabbos. So there was a time for a few hours on Shabbos it was not edible. Does that make a muksa the rest of Shabbos? For example, we know Ben HaShmash, if something's muksa, the whole Shabbos is muksa. What happens if it's the middle of the day? It became muksa. Is it muksa the whole Shabbos or not? That's the shayla. Yesh muksa chaz Shabbos or not? Amalei answers him, yesh muksa. There is muksa lechatz Shabbos. Eisveim, that's your kasha. The Shabbos, we learned, the rest of Shabbos, even though it's right now. You can't eat it. It even came right now. Eisvei v'shavin shiv noilad mumoi. Like Rashi, I have to explain. It's interesting, Rashi. Yeah? Rashi says if it's not roya ben hashmashos, then it was also. Why? Because he says you need a chanom b'idyoyim, and he brings a pasuk. So Rashi mashma muksa is deraisa. It's not an interesting Rashi. Some say it's a smachta, but if ben hashmashos is not roya, it's muksa. Here the shayla is middle of Shabbos, muksa. Not Moses says only yesh muksa. Eisvei, we learned in the brisa before. V'shavin. If a behemoth is born on Yom Tov and it's born with its mum, it was a bechar with the mum, shezeven amuchan, ilad shechted. We said if the bezdin paskin it over, it works. V'may neima hay bechar meikara hava. Why don't you say it started off hay bechar meikara hava chazi agav imei? When it started Shabbos, started Yom Tov, it was ready to eat. Halach is if you shecht a animal and you find inside it a behemoth, even if it's the firstborn, you're allowed to eat it. Because a char only becomes a char b'shas leida when it's born. So beginning of Yom Tov, this baby was royal to eat. It's yalde, it was born. Itchle. It became not royal. You have to give it to show it to the chacham. Echzai l'chacham. You show it to the chacham. Ishle became mutter. And what do we say? Allowed to eat it. I what happened to muksa? So for Gemara's Teretz, I had a very big problem over here. This brisa of Shavin is going for Rabbi Huda Nasi and Rabbi Shimon ben Nasi Rabbi Shimon Yechai. They all hold a muksa. So what in the world is the Gemara's kasha over here? Yeah, they're doing Nasi. That's bothering me. So the Maisa, I found a few more for us to speak about it. The Pnei Yeshua wants to learn that Veshavin means mashma everyone, including Rabbi Huda of our Mishnah, will agree here. So if it's a problem, Muksa has a Veshavin. That's what Pnei Yeshua learns. The Reish Yosef learns that the Gemara in this Kasha learnt like Tosfos that Rav Shimon of our Mishnah agrees to this Muksa by Bechar. That a Bechar, since you don't have the Chacham, so therefore it's like Dachi Bedaim, even Rav Shimon agrees to that Muksa. Therefore, the Gemara's Kasha is that here, B'Shasman was born, it was Muksa at that time, and it should be Muksa L'Chatzi Shabbos.
That, why is it Muksa? Isn't the Muksa? No, not here.
That's true, like this Mishmur speaks out, if you have a Behema with a Shaila on it. So, let's say the Shaila, even if it's was a Shaila, you have to show it to the Rav, if he was sleeping, you have to show him the next day. And he tells you, no, it's not a Trefa. It's not Muksa. Why? That's only Gil Musa. By Bechar, even if you know for sure that there's a mum, it's not usr. You need a certification. It's a special din. It's a new din. Not because you have to know what it is, a mum. You know it's a mum. You're a big bucket. You know it's a mum. You know for sure. Still, you need a mumcha to say it's a mum. That's why it's called muksa. Like upon him, so you see over here, muksa chashav is not a problem. So my answer is no. Here never was a chance that it was not that it went through a muksa. Oh, the more answer is, on my bayv, Tam Rav Safrog and the Yasvi Daini Hasam. The dying was sitting there with Shasta Leda, and he saw right away, never had a chance, never became us, right away it was Mutter. So tomorrow Vaita. Ikidamri. Omar Le, he answered, A Muksa Shabbos. A different version is that he answered it's A Muksa Shabbos. There's no the Muksa Shabbos not make a Muksa all day. So Mar Zlem Sayyah. Let's bring a raya from this Bryce. That if it was born with the mum and it was checked out, certified by the mumcha, they let it eat it. The kuliyama vavachar v'kara havachazi agav ime. By the beginning, it was agav the mother. Siyale itchile. It was born. It was also I needed a certification. Achzi the chacham ishtirilei became mutter. So you see that there's a muksa chaz shabbos. It's a raya. Abai, you know it's not a raya because you can say the dionim was sitting there while it came out and therefore never went through a twilight zone when it was not royu to eat. Never went through a time when it was not royu to eat. I got Mashal Kasha here. He says, why do you have to say, and really casts Kasha on every single Bechor that's born on Yom Tov? Why? Because the beginning of Yom Tov was Roy Agad Ime. It was born a Bechor Tam. It was Itchi. And then, let's say he got a Mum on Yom Tov, it became back Mutter. Such a case already, any Nafal by Mum on Yom Tov already should be a case where it's Muksa L'Chatzi Shabbos. And it's mashma our Mishnah, the Nafal by Mum on Yom Tov, it's a problem of Muksa for Rabbi Yehuda, or it's mashma from the older Rishonim. So, what's Pshat in that case?
What?
Yeah.
You don't have to check the animal the first 8 days, so what's the
kind of
layout over here?
The last shechter, that's only for carbon, not. But for food, carbon? Yeah, only for carbon. Food to go, yeah. Right, only for carbon, yeah. It's only for carbon, that halacha. It's mechus hazman, but there you could shecht it. But there, this is not a kasha mashal. He says, maybe that's pasha, that's dachya. I'll upon him, but that's I am myself in that kasha. But back to our case, just to get clear. We have a Shaila Muksachat Shabbos. We try to bring a Raya from Bechor. It's not a Raya because there, while it came out, it became Mutter already and never was Asa at all. Never was Asa at any time. It was Mutter Agav Yimei, then it was Mutter when I was born. Tashema. Let's try to bring a Raya for another halacha from a Braisa that's brought down in Sechel Shabbos. Someone was eating grapes, Erev Shabbos is talking about. And he left over. So he said, you know what? I'm turning into grapes. He said he brought up, it's Erev Shabbos, brought up to the roof. He's going to make it into grapes. But to Enim, he has figs. Vahoyser, and he had left over. Helen Legalism and Gorgers put it up to make dried figs. The loch is, Lo Yechamim Machi Yaz Vayim. It's not mutter to eat unless you made a chana. He said, I want to eat it on Shabbos. You don't have to make a hazmana. And Rashi speaks out, that's why the Chiddush is from the Gemara on Shabbos. Why did it say he was eating it? Who cares what he was doing? He's really eating it? What's that? Okay. So Rashi says, even though he's in the middle of eating it, then maybe you would say that's like automatically like a dast, I'm going to eat it on Shabbos. No, you still need a hazmana. Still need a hazmana. I'm going to explain exactly what the case is that you need a hazmana here. The chenat the moitzi, same by halacha obi, by farsakim, by peaches, by chavushim, by quince, by a peri called a quince, or shalakomi peris, all the peris. That's what it says in this price. Hey chidab, what's the case? In the chazu, right now you're sitting on Shabbos, you want to have these grapes, these raisins. In the chazu, if it's royu to eat, lomli azmana, if they have azmana, what's the problem? If it's not royu to eat right now, ke azman luhu, my hava. Hazmana doesn't help a muksa. Like Rashi says, if you're mazmin racks on before Shabbat doesn't work. There is a case that you can mazmin something and make it into a keli, but just saying I want to mazmin racks, that doesn't work. So here, if it's not royu, you can't make hazman on it. So what's the case here? I made a case like this. You're not sure if Ben Hashmashas it was ready or not. So therefore, you're saying like this. I'm making it tonight. I'm saying, if it's ready, I want to eat it. That's what you're doing. So Rashi says you don't need that. Bam Rav Kana, muksa shiyavish, a muksa that got dried out, ve'in l'bailam akirim, and dried out that it became good, ve'in l'bailam akirim, is that makir? Mutter, as long as he finds out Ben Hashmashas is good, you don't have to make hazmana. So what's the case here? We need hazmana here. What's the case? Allah, must be the case like this. The chazu itchu v'had achzur. The case was that it was royu ben hashmashes because it still was fresh. Then it got it was on the way to drying. It got nitcha, and then it got royu again. So that was the case. And there it says you need hazmana. And the Mara has a kasha. The amris a muksel chatz shabbos lomlu hazmana. Why need hazmana? So freight the Mara back to you. Elamai, you say yes muksel chatz shabbos. So what does it help hazmana? Hazmana may have. So we have to say this is Pshan's price. That doesn't work out. It's not a riot or anything. What's Pshan's price? So the Tzricha, the Achsu v'le Achsu. It on Shabbos, it was in a state that it was a little bit royal or not royal. It was a little iffy, a little iffy. Some people eat it, some people don't eat it. So Azmin, if you say I'm going to eat it from tomorrow, Goli Daite, then you have a Galadas that I'm going to eat it, that's not Muksa. Loy Azmin, if you did not prepare it, you not say I'm going to eat it tomorrow, Le Goli Daite, you're not Megaladas. Zog to Gemara, and therefore you're not Galadas, and therefore you can't eat it. So now we're on the last Gemara that we're going to finalize the last attempt as a raya on Emuk Chatz Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Zera, Toshima, he's going to bring a raya not from a braisa, but from Maisa Mechol Yom, from something we do every Shabbos. It says, Apoilim Adashin, bring a raya from the Cholent. The Apoilim Adashin, Mikara, it's not Mamma's Cholent, it means the beans and the lentils. The Apoilim Adashin, Mikara Chazalakus, let's say on Yom Tif, beginning of Yom Tif, they're royal to chew raw. It's called lakos. You could chew these beans raw. Shadina Mekter, you put them to the pot to cook. Itchulu, then it's not edible. While it's cooking, it's not edible. It's too hot and it's a little boiling. You can't eat it. Gomar Bishlai, once you finish cooking, chazalu, it's royal. And what's the lakos? We all make ourselves beans on Yom Tov. Obviously, it's no muksel chatz Shabbos. That's what we bring a raya. So I'm like, Abaya, well, Tamech, I bring a better raya. Tikzuk, there is the Alma. Every week's challenge, I bring a raya from me. Every week's soup, I bring a raya. The stam kider is the Alma. Bein HaShemashar is Sakhasem. A regular food in your house, Bein HaShemashar is boiling. You can't eat it. It's boiling. Ulu Urta, and that night, comes to the Shabbos, do we eat it? Achlinu, now we eat it. Yeah, you might say, I can't eat it right now. It's just not royal. It's not royal right now. And then later on, it cools off, and you eat it. So you see, no mukzachas Shabbos. So Elamai, what do you have to say? Something that you could change by hand, you have control over it, that's not muksa, because I'm maksa daite, that's why I'm poilin v'adashim also, the beans also. I'm in control of it, that's not a shayla muksa. The whole shayla is, when the sun is shining on it, that's the shayla. I don't know if the sun's going to make it roy or not, and it gets itchi, na itchi, it rains, that's the shayla. What's on Shabbos? What? Right, cooking, no problem of this shayla, no problem of this shayla. So Tosfos actually brings in a case, an interesting case. Then Shabbos says that Shabbos later turn over a basket in front of the chickens, they want to go up. So there, it says, after the chicken goes off the sal, you let him metaltle the basket. I lechar of Chatzia Shabbos, it was Muktzah Chatzia Shabbos. And he says, don't say it's called Gomer of the Adam, because it's not. It's really up to the animal. It's not really Gomer of the Adam. He has a sal like that. Tosfos says that the Teretz is that this whole shayla is only legabi eating it. Muktzachat Shabbos, biggest story. Muktzachat Shabbos, no Shabbos eating it. Legabi tiltol, there's no shayla muktzachat Shabbos. That's Tosfos' biggest story. The Dinoris is sorry. That's Pashut. Ain't muktzachat Shabbos, legabi tiltol. It's only a Shabbos, legabi shimish muktzachat, legabi achila. That's a shayla. And anyway, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, ain't muktzachat Shabbos. Since the Gemara is not Pashut the shayla, it's self-ignorant. He goes, ain't muktzachat Shabbos.